It used to be this way. Somewhere in the 90s, Republicans decided on a politics of personal destruction as they went after the Clintons, and that is the provenance of it, and that's what has continued.
That was Nancy Pelosi less than 24 hours after everyone deciding that we're all going to get together and tone down the rhetoric, Nancy Pelosi blaming all of the hatred on Republicans. Joining us right now to talk about this continuing insanity, one of my favorite people, Cal Thomas, author, columnist. You hear him here on WMAL. Cal, good morning.
Hi, Mary.
You have a wonderful piece in the Washington Times regarding Donald Trump facing just this the amount of rage and hatred coming from the left. But here's the thing. The Georgia election that we were just discussing, I view it as it was a campaign run on just hating Donald Trump, hating Republicans, hating everything Republicans stand for, and they lost. Are they going to figure out that this isn't working for them?
Well, that's the key, Mary. And I think the anger is really directed at themselves. It's self-hatred. These are policies they continue to advocate that were forged in the Franklin Roosevelt administration. They've long exceeded their sell-by date. They can't win on ideas and issues. Look at the health care. The Obamacare is failing everywhere with insurance companies pulling out. The Democrats have lost every special election since the November presidential election. And they're not getting the message. And so the only issue they have left is hatred and division, and it's all the Republicans' fault, and conspiracies and vast right wing, this and that. They've run out of ideas. Their tank is empty. They need to go back to their rooms, shut the door, put some padding on the walls, beat their heads against it, and then come out with policies that actually work.
I'm with you, but I would eliminate the padding on the wall, just saying.
You know, we've heard a lot from Democrats in the immediate wake of the Trump election. There was a suggestion that the media and the Democratic Party collectively would begin some soul searching, but very little to no evidence that that's even happened. We've heard Democrats cursing in public about the president of the United States. We've seen all these sort of acts of violence. Do you have any hope for the Democratic Party, to the extent that you want to give them any, that they're going to ever recover from this?
Well, you know, if something's not working, you need to try something new. I mean, all these statements like Nancy Pelosi and others, I mean, this was going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. Everybody said so. The Democrats said so. They said that in previous elections. So if it was a referendum on Donald Trump, then they lost the referendum. An honest Democrat would stand up to the microphones and the cameras and say, you know, maybe we need to pay attention to what this flyover country we have been disparaging for years really thinks, because we're not winning elections. What kind of policy are they going to take into 2018 that is going to allow them to recapture the Congress, to impeach the president, and all of these other things? It's not working. I mean, what else, what other evidence do you need?
How did you respond last week to the shooting? There were a lot of people who came out in the wake of that and said, we need to tone the rhetoric down. And on both sides of the aisle. What was your view on that?
Well, it's true. I mean, I'm old enough, and I hate to admit that I'm old enough for anything these days, but I'm old enough to remember when actually people got along mostly in this town. You had some very famous, well-known, written up in the style section of the newspaper, women who gave these parties and brought people together of different backgrounds and beliefs. They got to know each other. Spouses came to town. Members of Congress stayed longer. They had social events. They ate together once in a while. They had relationships. Now they fly in on Tuesday morning or late Monday night. They fundraise. They don't read half the bills they vote for. And then they go home on Thursday night, and nobody knows each other anymore. We're all parts of tribes, and no tribe member speaks to any other tribe member. And if you do, and somebody takes an iPhone picture of you and puts it on Facebook or whatever, you're denounced for not being sufficiently liberal or conservative, and the picture is used against you in the next campaign. It's disgusting.
So where do we go from here?
Term limits. You know, we need to recycle trash in Congress for the same reason.
Term limits are great, but every politician will say, hey, you have term limits every time we come up for re-election,
well,
but you keep voting for us.
Well, look, Mary, I think the real answer is to give the politicians a message. We are not going to keep voting for people that don't make things happen. Now, Speaker Paul Ryan says they're absolutely going to get tax reform done before the Labor Day. That's what he said yesterday in his speech that he made in D.C. And that's fine. Okay, let's hold him accountable for that. Let's get letters and phone calls and interviews that he does. Let's ask him about that. Keep the pressure on. He held up this little card yesterday in his speech and said, we're going to make it so simple that anybody can do their taxes, fill it out on a card, and send it in. Well, that's going to save me a lot of money on my tax attorney, and a lot of other people, I think, are going to save money, too. Who wouldn't like something like that, a simplified tax code? Remember when Reagan spoke before Congress back in the mid-'80s? He had somebody wheel in on a dolly the tax code, and even Tip O'Neill got a laugh out of it. It was good political theater. People hate the tax code. People hate doing their taxes. That's one thing. Then the health care business. This is fixable. Trump and the administration need to focus on what works, the failures of the policies of the left, from education to health care, foreign policy, everything else. The left has nothing. They have nothing. And conservatives ought to take advantage of that and put through legislation that actually produces results. And that's the way to go.
Yep. Did Paul Ryan call that a once-in-a-generation chance yesterday?
Nice wish list. Cal Thomas, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic week.